Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome to this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. I'm Greg Kot. My co-host is Jim DeRogatis. And a few weeks ago, we had the legendary singer Mary Clayton on the show. We heard from a lot of listeners that they were really moved by the interview, so today we're going to share a little more of it, including some bits that were cut for time from the main show. We hope you enjoy more of this conversation with the wonderful Mary Clayton. After you're done listening, why not talk about it with other listeners in our Facebook group or in our Patreon community? Here's more of the interview.
Well, I don't want to make the interview all about ancient history, but please. I have one more question about the past, and then we're going to dive deep into Beautiful Scars, Mary. So you also sang with Ringo Starr. You are like the voice, because Lord knows Ringo can't sing. We love him, right? We love him, but like you're the voice of Oh My My.
Yes.
So I can't think of many, right, Greg? We wrote a book together, me and Greg, about the Beatles and the Rolling Stones.
Yes.
Not many voices that, you know, stole a song not only from the Rolling Stones, but from a Beatle.
Yes.
And you got to work with it. So how did you know, you loved Keith. How was Ringo?
Ringo was wonderful, really sweet, very kind. And here we go again. Billy Preston called me.
Mm-hmm.
I said, "Where are you, Bill?" He said, "And I'm at the studio." He said, "Come, why don't you come down and sing this song with Ringo?" I said, "What?" He says, "There's a nice part on here that you need to come and sing this song." I said, "Well, do they want me?" He said, "Yeah, they want you. Come on down." So there I go, following behind Billy again. He says, this is a good part. So we do, "Oh, Mama, can you play? Can you guarantee to keep you alive?" Yeah, that was fun. I had a great time. He was really sweet. I can see it and hear it like it was yesterday. I always remember those great sessions. Yeah.
She said, "If I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I will be made whole." She kept on crying, "Oh Lord, oh Lord."
So tell us about Beautiful Scars, a stunningly powerful gospel record.
Produced by the legendary, my godfather in this thing called music, my Uncle Lou Adler, affectionately known as Uncle Lou. No one can call him that but me.
Baby sister can call him Uncle Lou.
Let's get that straight right now. Well, I was in the hospital. He was with me through the entire situation. He was there. He was calling every day, speaking to the doctor. He was like my father, basically. So before I knew it, I was being ushered out of the hospital in a couple of days. So I had been home for about 3-4 months. He says, "Well, Mary, how you feeling?" I said, "I'm feeling pretty good." But we talked every day, 2 or 3 times a day for months and months. He said, "Well, you know, you got to sing again." I said, "Excuse me?" I said, "Lou, I want everything in the entire world. I mean, I don't need to win. I don't need to sing." He said, "Oh, yes, you got to sing again. Got to sing again." So about 6 and 7 months in, we got a call from Chris Martin. And Chris,
Coldplay.
Yeah. So yeah. Chris is calling to check on me to see how I'm doing and blah, 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 blah. And if we're going to be in town in 2 weeks, if Mary wanted to kind of get out, kind of hang out, we'd love to have her in the studio. Well, you know what that meant, right? So I go to the studio and we're driving down the street and I'm saying, oh God, where are we going? They didn't tell me anything. And they pull into A&M Records, the old A&M, which is the Henson studio in LA. And my mm-hmm. heart just drops to my stomach and the guys are standing out waiting for me, you know, and we get in the studio and we're laughing and we're talking. So we're going out to the piano, we start to sing. He said, have you been singing? I said, child, I have not been singing. He said, you sure do sound good. Mary, can you put this little part on for me? I said, well, sure, I guess so. So that part led to another part, and that part led to another part, that part led to another part. So we're hanging out, and I'm getting my sea legs on. I get home, and Luz calls me, and he says, well, you have a good time? I said, oh, it was wonderful. He says, well, you know you need to get back in the studio. That I do? He said, yeah, you need to be singing again, Mayor. I said, well, we'll revisit that again. So a few months went by. He says, well, what do you think? I said, I really don't know. I said, first of all, we have to get songs. I haven't written anything. I haven't been musically inclined at all. He said, well, Mary, it's in you. You know, you everything you need is inside of you, which he was right. Mm-hmm. So he says, I tell you what, call Terry. So we called Terry Young, and Terry says, he calls me Sister Mary. Sister Mary, I got a few songs you need to hear. I kind of think that one day they'll tell me the truth about this. I kind of think they were in cahoots together.
Yeah, they were plotting. Yeah. They were plotting.
He says, I'm coming over. Not may I come over. I'm coming over. So the next day, Terry comes, you know, real clean. He played these tracks to me. And oh my God, they stirred my soul. My granddaughter happened to be here. She was in the kitchen because she's homeschooling. She was in the kitchen doing her homework, just doing work. And I saw her peep around the corner and she inched her way little by little. Before we knew it, she was in the room. She says, oh, Grandma, Grandma, it sounds so good. It sounds so good. She started to almost cry. Mm-hmm. And the first song was called Oh, What a Friend. When I was bound, you set me free. There's none like you. You know, you are definitely my friend. So we did that one first. So Lou said, well, I tell you what, Lou loved it. He loved it. He said, okay, Mary, what are we going to do? He says, well, we need to get in the studio. I said, really? He said, yeah, we need to get in the studio. So we got in. Everything is set. Now we're thinking about musicians. He says, well, who do you want? I said, I sure wish Harvey was in town. And Terry said, well, Lil Mace, why don't we call Lil Mace, Harvey Mason Jr.? I said, Lou, he said, Dad's in Japan. We called Harvey in Japan. Lou said, I'm sitting here with Mary Clayton and we're doing a project. Doing a project? Doing a project with my baby? He said, yeah. He said, man, I'll be there 2 days. Harvey came in town and worked on every track. And then he was talking about it to Nathan East. Nathan says, well, I want to be on it too. So a couple of days, Nathan came in and killed it. They just absolutely killed it. So then we were talking to Prolinio DeCosta. He's great friends with my husband and I. Mm-hmm. Prolinio said, I want to come and I want to do it for Mary and Curtis. I want to do it for Mary. So Prolinio said, I'm going in the hospital to have some type of little surgery. He said, when I come out, so Lou said, man, we'll wait for you. So we made him the last one we put on. But Gerald Albright, you know, we have Gerald Albright. We have Herbie did about six to four bars on the record. Herb Albert did a few bars.
Yeah. Oh, Herbie.
Yeah.
That Herb.
That's great.
Well, I love Mary, that your granddaughter, Kylia, is that how we say her
yes,
name?
Yes, absolutely.
She did wind up singing on the record, but also your husband, you know, Curtis Amy, he passed in 2002. But you were able to incorporate one of his solos. So it's completely like your life, your family, your love.
Yes, but it wasn't me. That was the infamous Uncle Lou. I was wondering why after I did my vocal, he just turned the song off and we went to something else because he was thinking. He said to me, he says, Mary, who are we going to get to do a solo? They mean a solo right here. I said, well, you know, that was Curtis's part. That's what Curtis did, his solo. So Lou just left it alone. Not knowing that he was plotting, he said, I want you guys to listen. I want you and Kevin to listen to this song I'm sending over. So we didn't know what it was. So we put it on, and it was Song for You. And when it came to the solo, Curtis started to play. He had lifted it from the Mary Clayton album and put it on this project.
That is beautiful.
And man, listen, we were just through. We were just, our hearts were just in our stomach. It was just so beautiful and so wonderful.
That's it for this bonus episode. To support Sound Opinions, become a member on Patreon and connect with other listeners in our Facebook group. Thanks for listening.